Visit fastgrowingtrees.com. Choose from thousands of trees, shrubs, and plants expertly curated to thrive in your area now through November 30th. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com/chicks for 15% off.
Good morning. You guys, let's talk about MyPillow first, because I have this wonderful email from Joe Rose from Wisconsin.
It's a great name.
Joe Rose.
Yeah.
He says, let's start this off by saying my wife is a multi-generation Democrat, so please give her grace. She was born into it. It was our son's birthday, and I'm in charge of all gifts for the males in the family, so I ordered towels and a couple of bath sheets. I was at work when they arrived, and my wife got the package. Needless to say, I got a call. Let's just say she was not impressed. Fast forward, gave them to our son and his wife as she rolled her eyes, and within a couple of hours, our son texted saying how much he loved them. So my next order will be towels, sheets, and pillows for all the beds at the cabin. Thank you for making my morning so much better. It's nice to listen to two funny, smart, beautiful women. All my best, Joe Rose from Wisconsin. And here's the PS. I want to send big Ron DeSantis a couple of bath sheets. We have something big enough to dry off those balls.
Oh my God, I love it. You know, I think it's so funny when liberals are so hesitant to order MyPillow stuff. What is
I know.
That?
Why?
Why would you deny yourself awesomeness?
Right?
I don't understand why you would do that. It's like, I guess they don't want to support Mike Lindell, maybe, but they
That's absolutely it. They just, They can't bear to support someone who is so clearly a Trump supporter and all that stuff.
But then you're going to deny yourself the awesomeness that is MyPillow. Well, have fun with your life.
Sorry about your masochism.
Sorry about that. Yeah. Okay. But you guys should go to MyPillow.com and use code CHICKS to get BOGO.
BOGO on sheets, you guys. Buy one, get one on their amazing Giza Dream Sheets. You don't want to miss out on that kind of special. And by the way, our code CHICKS will work, will get you discounts on everything, but right now the special is the buy one, get one offer on the sheets. So anyway, do that. Did you see my name?
Yeah.
It's emancipated.
Oh my God, you're so frozen laughing. Like you're
really?
Frozen.
Oh yeah. My God.
You're freezing a lot. Something's wrong with your internet today. It's weird. Tell Amos to pay their bills.
Well, damn it all.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that the videos will work, because we have to see Fauci being a total Grinch, already saying that we may not be able to have Christmas. And I'm irritated.
He can suck it.
Oh my God. He can suck every bowl.
Right.
All of the bowls.
No, we can't have Christmas. I swear. I know it's like the most unchristian, like non-grace giving grace thing to do. But on our Instagram page this weekend, I there was something about this. Like, I know he was on the talk show and everything and said something about, because you're going to play it. I put all the middle fingers. Like, I was just like, there's no way that I'm going to give him grace for this. I'm not. I'm sick of giving this man grace. Tired of it.
You should be. Well, and what's ridiculous is that whoever this idiot is who's interviewing him yesterday on Face the Nation, the fact that she's basically acting like she needs his permission to celebrate Christmas. What the hell?
No.
Why?
I don't need permission. No.
Either for Christmas or it's just too soon to tell.
You know, Margaret, it's just too soon to tell. We've just got to concentrate on continuing to get those numbers down and not try to jump ahead by weeks or months and say what we're going to do at a particular time. Let's focus like a laser on continuing to get those cases down. And we can do it by people getting vaccinated, and also in the situation where boosters are appropriate to get people boosted, because we know that they can.
I can't.
You know what I want to do? I want to get in a Santa suit and just be like around him. You know? Just get like, cover myself in tinsel. Not with this guy. He is such a fun downer. Like, he's a fun killer. He's a Christmas killer. He's a holiday killer. He's a life killer. he's, I cannot with him. I'm done with him.
I know he's been wrong
about so many things. If the fact that anybody's listening to this guy, he is the guy that basically started this whole thing. The fact that anybody is listening to any word that comes out of his pie hole. Why are you doing that? Why?
Well, and Tanya, thank you very much. Tanya's saying, why isn't he in jail yet? That's a great question. Now, I will say Hugh Hewitt really gave him the business, and they're apparently friends. And Hugh Hewitt is like total vax guy. Like, he's gotten both doses and a booster. He's totally pro-vax. But he's asking Fauci outright, don't you think, like, do you not know that people don't trust you anymore? And don't you think maybe you should step aside and let somebody else who's maybe more credible do the talking? And so just watch the arrogance that is Fauci's response, because it's unbelievable.
Confidence in the CDC and the FDA. And I actually believe a lot of Americans, a significant part of America, now have lost confidence in you, Dr. Fauci. Is there a point where you will say, I do more harm than good because people don't listen to me anymore, and step aside?
No, absolutely, unequivocally, no, Hugh.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. I mean, I agree with a lot of the things that you've been saying. You come from a different perspective than I do. But I think the thing that gets lost in the discussion and that people need to understand, and I do know that some people don't understand it and don't accept it, even if they, you know, smart people who evaluate it in their own context, is that we have been dealing with an evolving situation. And I just get back to what I've said before, and I totally understand and respect your differences, Hugh, that when you have an evolving situation and data are rapidly evolving in something that's unprecedented and unknown, you have to evolve with it and look at the data as it exists now and make, to the best of your ability, a decision, a recommendation, all the kinds of things that go into the evolution. And things have changed. We didn't know things early on.
All right, that's enough. Now, he pressed him several times.
Good.
And he tried to say, okay, like, all of that is well and good. The problem is you have lost credibility with people. Like, people see you on TV and they turn you off.
Right.
So don't you think at some point maybe somebody different would do a more effective job?
Right, because how is that helpful when people don't listen to you at all?
Yeah.
Like, that's not helpful. And I mean, listen, I agree with you wholeheartedly when you talk about the vax, whether you believe in vaccines or you don't believe it, because this has nothing to do with like whether you believe in vaccines or don't believe in vaccines. This has everything to do with the importance of communication when it comes to this, the value of communication when it comes to this, when it comes to COVID. I mean, when I see him, I go, bye. I don't want to listen to you. I'm not going to listen to you at all. So you're absolutely right. It's like, how valuable is him being on my television screen? It has this much value.
Mm-hmm.
Not if
you're Nancy Pelosi.
It has this much value. But it has this much value to me, because I just don't care what he has to say. First of all, I feel like he's lied a lot. I don't think he has any integrity because of how this thing started. I think the guy is complete lunatic. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, he's flip-flopped on everything. I just don't trust him. I don't trust him at all. So I don't care what he has to say. I'm not going to listen to him, and I'm going to celebrate Christmas and you can suck it. End of story.
I know, for him to even say, well, we just don't know. No, you don't get to say how people are going to spend their lives.
Don't know.
And Christmas is actually really healthy for people to have family time, spiritual time. I mean, that is necessary for good health.
Right.
He may not know.
I know.
Yeah.
I know how I'm going to spend Christmas. I'm going to have a whole heck of a lot of people at my house. I finally am going to have a house. There's going to be a lot of people in it.
That's right.
Me. Right.
I wanted to share with you the most adorable email that we got from Melissa Hainer. Melissa says, first of all, I need to tell you and Daisy and Rob how much you all mean to me. I'm dealing with a lot right now, and there's no way I'd also be able to keep up with the craptastic current events without losing my mind if it wasn't for your shows and your humor. I love Daisy's sarcasm. I know she's not on the radio anymore, but I watch you guys via YouTube every morning. I love when Mott cracks herself up and when Rob laughs so hard that his voice goes really high. Anyhow, I had never heard of Platter Day until you brought it up on Friday. I was watching you and Daisy while getting ready for the day, and I'm not even kidding. The second you said it was a thing, I didn't even hesitate. I put away what I was going to wear, and I pulled out the plaid. I've included a photo. It's me and my son at a train museum in Georgia. Just thought I should tell you that you all are absolutely influencing my fashion choices now. Love you and have a great week. Look at how gorgeous this mama and her boy are.
Oh my gosh. She is. And I love that shirt.
Right?
And she's beautiful. And her boy is beautiful.
I love them so much. It hurts.
So cute.
Isn't that the cutest?
Thank you for sending that. That is so, so sweet.
I love it. Love it so much.
Do you love the look of beautiful trees, bushes, and flowers, but you have no idea how to choose the best plants for your home?
Forget the big box stores, skip the long lines, and stop worrying about figuring out the right type of plants for your home. Let fastgrowingtrees.com help you feel like you have green thumbs.
Whether you're looking for shade, privacy, fruit trees, or just a pop of color for your yard, now you can get exactly what you're looking for at fastgrowingtrees.com, the world's biggest online nursery.
Fall is actually the best time to plant, and right now through November 30th, you can get 15% off your order from fastgrowingtrees.com. I love the rosebush and rhododendron I got a couple months ago.
No matter where you live or what your gardening experience is, you're going to find something you love from fastgrowingtrees.com. Plus, the 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee means your plants will arrive happy, healthy, and ready for planting.
Now through November 30th, go to fastgrowingtrees.com/chicks for 15% off. That's 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/chicks.
fastgrowingtrees.com/chicks.
Okay, we need I also need to show you an AOC video. I'm sorry. Very sorry.
I speak on a Monday. Why are you going to do that?
Because what's hilarious about this video is that she shared it. Okay, this is from her actual Twitter account. So she is proud of it. Right? Like, that's what that means. Is it not? Like, if you're going to tweet something, you're presumably you are proud of it.
Better than nothing?
Yeah, that's right.
Is it something better than nothing? And you know what we have to say? I stood up in front of the caucus and I said, you know, that might be an easy thing for some of you all to say. Because when a bill passes that is underfunded, that only gives a crumb, you get that crumb.
Yeah.
Because when you only give some and not all, then some people get nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people get nothing.
Yeah.
Who gets nothing? We get nothing.
Yep, we get nothing. Yeah.
So, you know, standing up there in that Capitol, and I was like, I don't know if y'all know yet by now, but I'm from the Bronx. When you tell me isn't something better than nothing, what I hear, what you're actually telling me, isn't something for you better?
Yep.
Yeah.
Isn't something for you better?
Yes.
And why don't you accept nothing so that I can get
something? Yeah.
That's what is actually being said.
So she posted that as if she's saying something profound. She said nothing.
And she's also better. She's also saying that she's from the Bronx, and she's not. Isn't she from a suburb, like a high? And why does she always continue to say that she's from the Bronx? When listen, she may live there now. I don't know where she lives now. She lives in Washington, but for the most part, like, isn't she from some like upper middle class suburb? Like, yeah,
she grew up just fine.
She's not Jenny from the block, you know.
Well, and she's talking about trillions of dollars being crumbs now.
Yeah.
It's absurd.
It is absurd. I think all these people think that trillions of dollars is crumbs. This is how they all look at it. I mean, there are a lot of Republicans that feel that way, too. I mean, I'm just going to call it out for what I see it. They all think that way.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the economy, I want to punch all of them in the face. But Democrats especially, because I think they look at this and they just think, you know, it's just our money is their money to spend. And, you know, instead of looking at, okay, how much more tax money can we get from these people? Because we need it. We need to have some sort of a giant audit on these people and look at what the hell are you guys spending the money on?
because you're spending double the money every year on what we give you. Why? Why are you doing that? Why can't we do an audit? Instead of hiring more IRS agents, why can't we hire a freaking auditor and audit these people? Seriously. It's like, because in a regular business, wouldn't we do that? Wouldn't we do that in a private company? Wouldn't we, if we were spending double the money in a private company, don't you think that at some point, because we would go out of business mm-hmm. in a private company, don't you think at some point they would hire some sort of a accounting firm or an auditor to come in and go, okay, what are we doing wrong here? We're spending double the money every year. We need to come in and figure out how to fix this. That's what we would do. Why don't we do that with these people?
Luke, thank you very much. Luke is new. He says, good morning. Love you, ladies. My first time watching live. Thank you for keeping it American real. Thank you very much, Luke, and welcome.
Hi, Luke.
Hey, we're the chicks. We're coming at you now, and we're talking about AMAC, which is the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC and you should too. You can get them at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks.
Membership options starting at only $16 and they include your spouse. Do it today. Sign up right now. amac.us/chicks. So speaking of all of this budget stuff, obviously everybody knows by now that there was no bill passed. Now the progressives are basically holding everything hostage and insisting that both of the bills, the Build Back Better and the infrastructure bill, get passed together, even though, you know, Manchin and Sinema are like, absolutely not. These should not be tied together. So now we've got people who are basically accosting Sinema in bathrooms, in public restrooms. They're following her. Men are following her into bathrooms. Look at this.
Okay, I'll be back.
Sinema, we want to talk to you real quick. Want to talk to you real quick?
Hi, actually, I am heading out.
Right now is a real moment that our people need in order for us to be able to talk about what's really happening. We need a Build Back Better plan right now.
We knocked on doors. We need solutions. The Build Back Better plan. We have the solutions that we need.
We knocked on doors for you to get you elected, and just how we got you elected, we can get you out of office if you don't support what you promised us.
We need 7 million citizenship for 7 million. We need the Build Back Better plan right now.
Oh my God!
And like other people are in there too. There's other women in there.
I was going to the bathroom. Yeah. When I was 3 years old. And in 2010, my grandparents both got deported because of SB 1070. And I'm here because I definitely believe that we need a pathway to...
I mean, can you even... this? How does this... do they think that she's going to be like, oh, yeah, this seems reasonable and rational. I'll definitely change my mind now.
Thanks for following me into the bathroom, into a place where I need some privacy. I mean, you guys seem logical. I'm totally going to change my mind. Thanks, you lunatics.
Oh, my God.
Totally.
It's gotten completely out of control.
Yeah, it is out of control. God. I mean, And the fact that they want to put these two things together, like what? Yeah. I didn't hear this, but like when it comes to the figure, because I mean, at this point, it's all freaking crazy to me. I think $1 trillion is crazy to me.
Yeah.
I don't think there should be any bills. This is how I feel. So what is the figure on it, Mach?
If they're both together, it's $5 trillion.
Well, really, it's more than that, because the one, the reconciliation bill, the Build Back Better, was $5 trillion on its own if you really added it up.
Yeah.
So really, you're looking at probably around $8 trillion for all this madness, right?
But really, it's zero.
Oh.
It's zero, according to them. They're like, it's just, it's zero. $0.
Okay. Right. Because, I mean, I just was curious what the actual price tag is. Has anybody added it up? Has anybody given a crap to really think about what we're going to be paying for all this, and our grandkids and our great-great-grandkids are going to be paying for all this garbage? Because it's basically it's basically welfare forever is what it is. It's socialism forever.
Yeah.
Right? We can't turn back the clock on. That's what it is. I mean, if you read it.
You, Bernie.
Bernie, God, but why? But why? It's Monday. You whore.
So you, Bernie, have apparently completely forgotten, despite the fact that your entire life has been spent in Congress, you've forgotten how democracy actually works.
I don't know why you gotta say that. I mean, I worked a lot in my parents' basement before I took a job in politics.
So here is what Bernie tweeted. This was on the 1st. So this was on Friday, I guess. He said, and I'm quoting him, this is his actual tweet. Two senators cannot be allowed to defeat what 48 senators and 210 House members want. We must stand with the working families of our country. We must combat climate change. We must delay passing the infrastructure bill until we pass a strong reconciliation bill. So he's saying two senators shouldn't be allowed to go against what 48 want.
I need a fifth home. I need it. Socialism. Yay.
That's totally what he wants, right?
I mean, it's just that my wife and I, but we need one for our four dogs. We have little dogs. My wife carries one in her purse. I don't know if that's true, but I feel like that's probably the case. Don't you think that's probably the case? Don't you think his wife probably has little dogs?
No, you know what I think she has? I think she has those naked cats.
Oh my God, you're right.
And I'm going to show you my one of my TikToks today.
And Bernie, and Bernie's cat. Like, I love my naked cat. I love it. I love it. His name is Carl.
Yeah, that's probably, you know, that's what his name is.
One of my talks today has so many naked cats. Oh my God. So many. It's disgusting.
They're so freaking weird, you guys.
It's so gross. Oh my God. Yeah. I wanted to show you another. Remember how you've been making fun of Colbert's like vaccine, like the dancing syringes a lot.
Yeah.
Oh my God. There's another.
Oh, and by the way, those people didn't have masks on.
That's right.
I'm just saying. I mean they're also.
You're right.
Because even the vaccinated, all those people think even the vaccinated should wear masks, right? Because the vaccines don't really work, right? I mean, they're supposed to be triple and quadruple vaccinated or whatever. I don't know. I don't know the rules.
I was unaware that this whole Colbert vaccine shtick is like, it's evolving. Like there's different versions of it. I thought it was just the dancing syringes and that's it. But it's worse than we thought.
Wait, they did more?
They did more.
Nobody told them? How awful it
was? Everyone told them, but they continue to do it. It gets worse. Are you ready for this jelly?
Yes.
When we poke ya, well, we know you're gonna be. You're gonna be safe from COVID infecting you. When you go out, yeah, I know you're gonna hug. You're gonna hug and not worry. It might kill you. And we will shoot 500 vials, and we will stick 500 more just to be the max who shoots 500 vials. What are you waiting for? Get Pfizer!
And you're going to try to tell me it's not a cult? Please.
Oh my God.
It's a cult.
These people are batshit.
Right?
Oh my God. And he's like, oh, this is funny. This is good stuff.
Yeah. He's jamming. He's rocking out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
cool. Remember when late night was actually funny? Do you remember that?
Way back in the day.
So back in the day, like I'm talking like 80s, like really funny. Like it was funny. Remember when they did like stupid Petrix and stuff? Like Date Letterman would do that.
Yeah.
Like I'd stay up and I'd watch and I'd be like, that's funny. Yeah. And now this is what it's evolved into. Like, this is what they're doing. And it's just pathetic. Like,
it is. People. And does somebody watch that and think, well, now I'm going to get it. I wasn't it before, but now I am.
Well, I mean, those are the same people who joined Scientology, right? You guys, it's Monday. We're all going to make it through. And you know what? We're all going to celebrate Christmas this year.
Damn straight we are.
Or Hanukkah.
We're going to celebrate all the things.
Or Festivus or whatever it is that you celebrate.
All the gatherings are going to be had all up in here.
Up yours. Up yours, Fauci. Bring it in. Bring it in. You can suck it, Fauci. You can suck it. You heard that here first.
That's
maybe
exactly.
Not here first. Probably heard it here like 105th, but whatever. Guys, have a great Monday and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
I am now a resident of Texas, and the border crisis here is only getting worse. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll bring you reporting on this you won't hear anywhere else, and I'll be joined by Congressman Devin Nunes to discuss how the Democrats want to spend your tax dollars to take away your freedom. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.